I'm from the book of Corinthians.
这个八章和九章太长了。
They both are actually very long chapters.
但是我又不知道取舍在哪里。
And I'm not too sure where to pick and where to drop.
所以说我就把全部都写出来了。
So I actually listed out everything.
所以说有些的这个这个幻灯片啊，这个影片有点乱哈，中间有一支灯。
So some of the slides that you're going to see might be a little bit chaotic.
但是呢，我是尽量了，
But I try my best.
还有呢，这个经文呢，我是用的新译本。
And also the verses that I chose was from a different translation.
所以新译本呢比较简单明了。
This new translation I picked used more simplified words.
然后呢，其他我引用的时候呢，我又还是用的和合本。
But when I was doing quotations, I actually used the old version.
所以说你可能和你的圣经稍稍有点不符。
So you might see a little bit of differences between what you see up here versus what you see in your Bible in hand.
好。好，那我现在这个题目呢叫做谁喜爱乐捐的人。
So today's topic is God loves a cheerful giver.
好，这个呢我先讲一下他的背景。
Let me tell you a little bit of the background story.
这个是保罗在马其顿给哥林多人写的书信。
This is a letter that Paul wrote to the churches in Corinthia, and it was actually done in Macedonia.
好，这个地方呢就是马其顿。
That place is Macedonia.
那有三个教会，就是这个叫伯里比利亚，还有腓立比，还有帖撒罗尼迦教会。
So there are three churches in the area. They are in Berea, Thessalonica, and Philippi.
马其顿呢是一个省，就好像我们四川省啊，就随便取个名字。
Macedonia is like a state, like Oregon.
好，然后呢，这个另外一个省呢叫做雅盖亚省。
The other state is the state of Achaia.
雅盖亚省的这个省府呢是哥林多。
And the state capital of Achaia is Corinth.
这个雅盖亚好像就是广东省。
This Achaia is like the state of Washington.
那个广州，对，广州就是这个你说的是那什么呢 ？Seattle 就是这个。Washington 的这个首府了。
So you see Corinth is more like Seattle.
好，这个就是它的背景了啊。
So that's the background there.
好，那么在好，那么在马其顿呢，有这几个教会呢，他们捐钱啊，捐了已经捐了啊。
So in Macedonia, you see those three churches that I mentioned earlier. They actually already gave.
然后呢，在《使徒行传》十一章和《罗马书》十五章都讲到这个他的背景。
In the book of Acts, chapter 11, verse 27 to 29, and also in the book of Romans, chapter 15, verse 25 to 26, they also talked about this.
Wow, he's fast. He's fast. 那么这个在《使徒行传》十一章，对不起啊，我这个，没关系了啊。那么《使徒行传》十一章二十七节呢，有几个先知从耶路撒冷下到安提阿。
So in the book of Acts, chapter 11, it was talking about there were some prophets came down from Jerusalem to Antioch.
其中有一个名叫雅盖亚雅加布的站起来，借着圣灵指出天下将有大饥荒。
One of them named Agabus stood up and through the Holy Spirit predicted that there will be a severe famine.
然后呢，这件事情果然就发生了。
And it happened.
好。然后呢，众门徒呢就按照个人的力量呢，就捐献给这个，送给这个这个耶路撒冷的犹太弟兄。
So the disciples, each according to their ability, decided to provide help for the brothers living in Judea.
好，这个呢就是记载在这个《使徒行传》里面。
That was a story mentioned in the book of Acts.
然后在《罗马书》里面十五章也提到过。
And similar story recorded in the book of Romans.
保罗这样说，但我现在要去往耶路撒冷去供给圣徒。
Paul here said that now I am on my way to Jerusalem in the service of the saints there.
因为马其顿和亚该亚乐意捐出款来给耶路撒冷圣徒的穷人。
For Macedonia and Achaia were pleased to make the contributions for the poor among the saints in Jerusalem.
所以说呢，我们要捐钱，他们就不同的地方呢，他们就不 他们都会捐钱的。
So different places would donate to different causes.
星期五的时候 ，Louis 做了见证。
So on Friday, Louis among us actually gave a testimony.
Louis 很久了，只有两百多块钱，捐了两百多块钱。
For a long time, he has given accumulatively probably around $200.
他都很担心呐。
And he was worried.
但是后来有一个姊妹就告诉他。
So one of the sisters told him that.
有个教会给他捐了很多钱，足够的钱了。就给路易斯，就这个路易斯。
Oh, you're Louis. So there's a sister telling Louis that, don't worry, there are other churches who have already given for you.
所以说路易斯现在就可以去中国宣教了。
So when Louis at that point who only has $200-ish on him, now he can actually go in peace.
如果这个教会不捐钱的话，路易斯就今天不会在这里的。
So if without those churches who are willingly to donate for his cause, Louis would not be here today and be able to go to that trip.
所以说神的钱是虽然在不同的地方，但是是为了神的功的。
Even though God's money is allocated in different places, they're all together for one purpose, for his ministry.
对了，现在马其顿已经捐过钱了啊，现在就是该这个哥林多教会捐了啊。
So we talked about churches in Macedonia who gave, and now we're going to talk about churches in Corinthian.
好
Corinthian church.
那我们就进入到这个经文了。
So now we actually dive into the verses now.
好，这个这个哥林多后书八章一节说，弟兄们，我现在把上帝赐给马其顿众教会的恩典告诉你们。
And now, brothers and sisters, we want you to know about the grace that God has given the Macedonian churches.
他们在患难中受到极大考验的时候，他们满意的喜乐和极度的贫乏汇流出丰盛的慷慨来。
In the midst of very severe trial, their overflowing joy and their extreme poverty welled up in rich generosity.
他们已经非常穷了嘛。
So you can see they were so poor.
他把那个钱包包一拿出来是空的。
They were poor to a point that if you duck into their pocket, it's all empty.
Wow, nothing.
什么都没有。
但是他们还是捐了很多钱的。
But they were still able to pull the resources together and gave.
所以说真的是了不起啊。
So that was marvelous.
好，第三节。
Verse 3.
我可以作证他们是按照能力，并且超过了能力。
For I testify that they gave as much as they were able and even beyond their ability.
他们好像是一个魔术师一样啊。
They were like magicians.
这是空的，这边也是空的。
You have empty pockets both sides.
但是呢，他们还是把钱拿出来了。
But they were still able to pull some money out.
我觉得可能是神做了这个，神却只有神才是那个魔法师、魔术师。
I believe the magician behind them is actually God.
你看他们怎么说的呢
？You see what they say.
他们。自动再三恳求我们准许他们在供应圣徒的事上有份。
Here in verse 4 it says they urgently pleaded with us for the privilege of sharing this service to the Lord's people.
不要看我们没有钱啊。
So don't just look at us as people without any money.
神会供应的。
Because God will provide.
虽然路易斯只拿了开始只有两百多块钱。
Even though Louis only had $200 at the beginning.
但是在天上已经准备好了。
But the preparation wasIn heaven,
神就借着一个姊妹给他说
God just used a sister.
已经有了
To comfort him, saying, "We already have everything you need."
有一个教会已经要支援你了
One of the churches already decided to help you.
赞
Great.
所以说呢，这个教会的弟兄很穷，但是他还是愿意来付出。
So even though the brothers and sisters were poor in that church, they still wanted to be part of the giving.
好，保罗这样说的。
And here's Paul's response.
他们超过我们所期望的，照着神的旨意，先把自己献给主，然后献给我们。
And they exceeded our expectations. They gave themselves first of all to the Lord, and then by the will of God also to us.
所以说他先献给主了。
So they offered themselves to the Lord first.
你如果能够献给主，那你就可以献给你的弟兄和姊妹。
If you can offer yourselves up to the Lord, then you can offer yourselves to your brothers and sisters.
如果你可以爱神，你可以肯定可以爱人的。
If you can truly love God, then you can also love people.
感谢赞美主。
Praises give to Him.
好，所以说你看啊，他就说， 你看啊，先把自己献给主，就能献给弟兄。
So behold, they gave themselves first to the Lord and then to us.
好，第六八章第六节。
Verse six.
我因此我们勉励提多，开始办了这慈善的事，就应当在哪里，你们那里把这事情办好。
So we urge Titus, just as he had earlier made a beginning, to bring also to a completion this act of grace on your heart, on your part.
所以说保罗呢？提醒他们，哎，要把这个事情办好哦。
So Paul here is actually setting a reminder, telling them that don't forget about it, make it complete.
好，第七节。
Verse seven.
你们在一切事上，就如信心、口才、知识、热情和爱我们的心，既然都是富足的。
But since you excel in everything, in faith, in speech, in knowledge, in complete earnestness, and the love we have kindled in you.
那么在这慈善的事情上也要显出你们的富足来。
See that you also excel in this grace of giving.
你看啊，他们在很多方面都很有恩典，也表达出来了。
So you see there are a lot of talents in them.
啊，我们来看看是哪些地方表达出来。哎，对不起，我没有弄。哦、他们在这个信心、口才、知识、热情和爱我们的心上都证明了。
And they were proven in faith, speech, knowledge.And complete earnestness and love.
然后呢，只是捐钱，捐钱的这个问题了。
And what's left is the grace of giving.
这个就是，哇，这要比现了，啊，对不起啊，要兑现了要。
Oh, so now it's time for you to actually fulfill what's left.
Cash in.
Oh, cash in.
你看啊，这五个方面都说了，现在保罗说了开心要兑现了。好了，我们再看第八节啊。好，我这样说不是吩咐你们，而是借着你们别人的热心来验证你们爱心是否真实。
Verse A, I'm not commanding you, but I want to test the sincerity of your love by comparing it with the earnestness of others.
保罗不是比谁好啊，谁不好。
Paul here is not trying to say who is good and who is not.
哦，这个好一点，那个差一点。
He's not saying, oh, you are better, he's worse.
实际上，他是来查验他们的信心。
He is just here to examine their love.
那么，在这个奉献里面呢，我们在圣经上看到有两个例子。
In terms of giving, we can actually see two examples in the Bible.
第一个例子呢，就是在这个《使徒行传》第五章里面。
The first example is in the book of Acts, chapter 5.
啊，有一个人呢叫亚拿尼亚，还有他的妻子呢叫这个撒菲拉。
So they talked about one man whose name is Ananias and the wife's name is Sapphira.
其实他们捐了很多钱了。
They actually donated a lot of money.
把房产卖了。
Because they sold all of their properties.
拿了一半给教会。
And they actually gave out 50% of what they have.
但是他们说我们全部捐了。
But they were telling them that saying that they were giving everything.
实际上呢，他们欺骗了圣灵。
So they actually deceived the Holy Spirit.
其实他们捐了多少就说多少，其实应该说是一点事情都没有。
If they could have just told the truth that they were giving out 50% instead of deceiving them saying I gave everything, probably nothing would have happened to them.
所以说我们捐了要捐得心甘情愿。
So when it comes to giving, you really need to do it with a very willing spirit.
你心甘情愿捐多少就捐多少。
As long as you're willing with the amount, then you give out the amount.
超过你所捐的这个心愿呢，你就说我不行就可以了。
As if it's beyond youIf it's beyond your willingness, then you can just be very frank about it.
好，那么在这个耶稣也讲到一个穷的寡妇。
And later in the book of earlier in the book of Mark, Jesus also mentioned about a widow who gave.
他就是放了两个小钱。
The widow gave two little pennies.
但是耶稣说他捐的是最多的。
But Jesus said that she was the one who gave the most.
为什么呢？
And why was that?
因为别人都是把他身上所有的拿了一部分给这个捐出来。
Because for the other people who gave, they were only giving what's extra.
但是这个寡妇呢，是把所有的都贡献出来了。
But for this poor widow, she gave everything she had, two pennies.
只有两个小，全部她只有两个小钱。
And that everything she had was that two pennies.
啊，我觉得穷人很 很大方了，我有时候觉得。
Sometimes I feel like poor people are more generous.
我记得我原来我也在 UO 读书啊。
I remember when I was studying at the U of O.
啊，有一个这个一个要饭的 homeless 啊。
There was a homeless guy who approached me.
啊，没有，他刚好别人给了他五美元。
Oh, someone gave a homeless guy $5.
他买了个 hamburger.
So he bought a hamburger.
啊，我把他看着。
So I was staring at him.
他就把那个 hamburger 拿了一半给我。
And he actually break half of it and gave it to me.
我不用了。他很大方啊。
No, I don't mean it. But you see, he was very generous. He was willing to share that half of the burger with me.
我说穷人还很大方的。
That's what I meant. Sometimes for people who don't have money, they are very generous.
好，第九节就这样讲的。
So here is what verse 9 is talking about.
你们是知道我们的主耶稣基督的恩典的。
For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ.
他本来富足，却为你们成了贫穷的，要使你们因他的贫穷成为富足。
That though he was rich, yet for your sake and became poor, so that you through his poverty might become rich.
哎，耶稣是怎样奉献的呢？
So how did Jesus give?
可不可以大家给我说一下耶稣怎样奉献的？
Do you remember any of the examples how he gave?
哦，他把他自己的生命都给了。
He gave his life.
啊，你看腓立比书就这样讲的。
So this is what's recorded in the book of Philippians.
他说本有这个神的形象，不以自己为与神为强等同等为强夺的。
Who being in very nature God did not consider equality with God something to be grasped.
反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成了人的样子。
But made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness.
他本来在高天。
He was up in heaven.
现在是最低了。
But now he's among the lowest.
生在马棚里。
Born in a manger.
然后呢？你看他是这样，他说既有人的样式，就自己卑微，诚心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on the cross.
耶稣基督自己这样讲。
And this is what Jesus said himself.
他说：“腹里有洞，天空的飞鸟有窝，人子却没有枕头的地方。”
Jesus replied, "Foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head."
哎呦，连枕头的地方都没有。
Not even a place to lay his head.
而且耶稣很穷的。
And we know that Jesus was poor.
出生在马槽。
Born in the manger.
要交税了。
When it was tax season.
他就借的钱交税。
And he needed to borrow money to pay the tax.
哎，他要进耶路撒冷。
When he needed to go into Jerusalem.
他是借的那个驴啊，骑进去的。
He borrowed a donkey.
他死了以后呢？
When he died.
没有地方埋葬。
There was no place for him to be buried.
连坟墓都是借的。
And even that burial place or that tomb was covered by other people.
所以说，神耶稣是这么富的，但是为我们却变得这么穷。
So consider the richness that Jesus had, all the way down to where he was at.
他要让我们富足。
He wanted us to be rich.
其实我们也非常富足了。
And of course we have that richness.
有吃的有穿的。
We don't have to worry about food or clothing.
但是我们最富足的呢，是我们的这个精神上的，就是我们比如说我们爱啊，我们有耶稣的爱，是这样的。
But the most important richness we have is truly the love from Him.
我们积财宝在天上。
Because we accumulate our wealth in the heaven.
我们今生有喜乐和盼望。
And we have this joy and hope in our life.
但是我们有一天我们还会在天上和神同在。
But we also know that one day we will be meeting him up there.
好，我们再看下一节。
And let's see verse 10.
好，我在这里表示我的意见，这对你们是有益的。你们不仅一年前就办这事，而且早就想这样做了。
And here's my judgment about what's best for you in this matter. Last year, you were the first not only to give, but also to have the desire to do so.
保罗在这里不是指手画脚。
So Paul here was not to give out commands.
他只是给了他的意见。
He was only there to share his opinions.
哥林多人他想捐献的时候，捐献这个想法已经有一年多了。
So the idea of giving among Corinthian people actually started more than a year ago.
所以说呢，保罗呢在这个时候呢就鼓励他们要把这件事情办好。
So now Paul is saying that I want to encourage you to finish this well.
好，十一节这样讲的。
Verse 11.
现在就应当把这事情办好，这样你们既然有愿意做的心，因着你们尽了自己的能力，就可以完成。
Now finish the work so that your eager willingness to do it may be matched by your completion of it, according to your means.
好，不要跑了一半啊，像赛跑一样，跑了一半就半途作废了。
Just don't drop the ball like when you are running a marathon and then stop in the middle.
所以说第十二节这样讲。
So verse 12.
因为人要有愿意做的心，按照他所有的必蒙悦纳，不是按照他所没有的。
For if the willingness is there, the gift is acceptable according to what one has, not according to what one does not have.
对啊，你捐献呢是捐献照着你有的，不是捐献你没有的。
So giving is really based on what you have, not based on what you do not have.
你不能说借钱去捐献。
I'm not saying that you need to borrow the money to give.
好，好，不是，这不是要别人轻省你们受累，而是要大家都均等。
Our desire is not that others might be relieved while you are hard pressed, but that there might be equality.
啊，保罗不是说不是要别人观望，什么都不做，你们奉献，你们受累。
Paul is not here to say, okay, some people can take a break, while as here other people who need to work harder. No, it's not like that.
保罗是要大家均贫富等贵贱。
Paul really wanted to have that equality among everybody.
好，他自己这样解释的。
And he gave more explanations here.
好，第十四节他说，现在你们富足就要补助他们的缺乏，到了他们富足的时候也可以补助他们的缺乏，这样就均等了。
At the present time, your plenty will supply what they need, so that in turn their plenty will supply what you need. The goal is equality.
所以说你现在穷，他给你钱。
That's why when you are poor right now, those who have plenty can supply you.
好，就我又拿路易斯啊 ，pick up on 路易斯。
So I'm going to use Louis as an example again.
啊，路易斯有人给他捐钱到了
now,
中国。
Now he has received support from others for his upcoming trip.
因为那个教会现在有钱。
Because that church is now the one who has plenty.
后来那个教会又没有钱了。
If the church does not continue to have that richness.
但是呢，路易斯呢出了唱片。
But Louis became a famous singer and has his debut album.
哦，所以说呢，唱片有很多钱。
So he started receiving royalty income.
所以说他就把钱就给回那个教会。
And then he can flash back the income and supply the church.
啊，我这是举个例子啊。
That's just an example.
哎，这就是说神是平等的，要让大家都有钱。
So God's goal here is to have that equality among everybody.
哎，所以说呢，这个保罗说的再白不过了。
So here Paul is being very frank.
好，我们再看下一个。好。十五节这样讲的。
This is what verse 15 says.
就如经上所记，多的没有剩余，少的也不缺乏。
The one who gathered much did not have too much, and the one who gathered little did not have too little.
哎，这个呢是记载在出埃及记十六章里面。
This is actually a quote from the book of Exodus chapter 16.
在十六章里面还记载那个以色列人没有吃的。
It was recording a time when the Israelites did not have enough to eat.
他呢就早上呢就捡了个玛拿。
It was the time when they have to go out in the morning to pick up the manna.
有些人的桶呢很大，有些家人的桶。
For some people, they have huge buckets.
有些人的桶很小。
For some people, they probably have those tiny buckets.
然后呢，他们就拿回家了。
So when they bring those buckets home?
后来我觉得啊，他说多的也不多，少的也不少。
I started chewing on this verse. The one who have gathered much did not have too much, and the one who gathered little did not have too little.
我原来以为是这样的。
My original understanding is this.
他吃的多，但是他就吃多一点嘛，少的他就吃少一点，吃少一点也饱了。
So my understanding is that if you have a lot in your mana, you just eat a lot more versus those people who don't have that much, they just eat less.
吃多的不撑，吃少的不饿。
My understanding is that it will not hurt your digestive system no matter how much you eat or how little you eat.
但是这次我发现我错了。
But now I realized that was a wrong understanding.
他们拿回家以后啊。
So when they take those buckets home.
他就拿到那个量器一量。
They have to actually use instruments to measure.
哎，他说拿着多的一量也是那么多。
So those who have huge buckets, they put it onto their weight measure.
他们把这么大的 bucket 就倒到那个量器里面。
So they
那量器只有这么大。
They dump out everything they gather in the morning.
全部倒进去了。
Basically, all the manna they collected into the measurement.
有些人的 bucket 只有这么小，这么大。
Whereas some people might have tiny buckets and also pour everything into the measurement.
倒进去了也满了。
The interesting part is the measurement shows the same, basically same weight.
哦，这个是圣经说的。
So that's what the Bible is trying to tell.
哦，我今天才发现，哇，神太厉害了。
So it really amazes me thinking, wow, God is truly the magician.
所以说你多的也多不了多少，少的也少不了多少。
So even though you collected a lot at the beginning, same way with those who collected very little.
保罗就是这个意思。
And that's what Paul meant here.
你这个手不要握得太紧了。
Don't tighten up your fist.
哎呀，放一点。
Loosen it up a little bit.
就这意思。好嘞。好，很奇妙就是好，我们再看下一个经文。
And next verse?
哎呀，下个经文，八章十七节，八章十六节，十七节，十八节和还有吗？十九节，还有二十二节，二十节，二十一节，二十二节。
So from verse 16 to verse 22.
还有二十三节。
And 23 as well.
哎呦，好像看不见啊。
My font is too small.
哎呀，对不起啊。
Sorry.
啊，但是这个是我想了很久，这样才这想出这个办法，要把这么多经文讲完。
But I really wanted to finish all these verses, and this is the way I came up with as a solution.
Okay. 好，我们看啊，这个来收钱的一个人呢，叫提多。
So Titus here is the one who was responsible for collecting the money.
然后呢，保罗呢又派了一个弟兄。
And then Paul sent another brother.
然后呢，又派了一个弟兄。
In addition to that brother, a third brother was sent.
所以是三个人来收钱呢。
So you see those who were responsible for collecting the money were three of them.
哦，这个有什么好处啊
？What benefits does that have?
大家多想一想啊，有没有什么好处、啊、
？If you think about it, what benefits can you?
大家随便说，有没有什么好处、啊、
？Just shout out.
Oh.保罗就这个意思。哎 ，good， 这个为什么我要了啊？那这些人他是不是随便选的人呢
？Did he just pick up those people randomly？
啊，闭着眼睛，pick up three。
He did not close his eyes and just randomly pick。
哦，他选人是有标准的。
He has his set of criteria he had to follow。
哎呀，提多是接受劝勉，热心呐、啊。
So Titus here that you can see he was 看不见
哦看不见 enthusiasm
okay keywords enthusiasm and who was praised for
啊另外一个弟兄呢他是经常受称赞的
oh the other brother who actually received a lot of praises among peers
哦还有一个弟兄呢他是热心的
and the third brother was the one who was zealous
所以说他们在教会名声都很好的
so all the three brothers bear very good reputations
不像犹大啊那个管钱的犹大
compared to Judah who did not
他经常他自己在这个他的钱囊里面拿钱
Judah actually put his own hand into the money bucket
我估计啊他那个十二个门徒里面还没有选好制度
my thinking is that probably back then those 12 disciples they didn't really have a good system in place
但是到保罗的时候呢就有很好制度了
but years after when it get to Paul's era probably the system is already in place
所以说呢你看他选人呢有他的标准
so here you can see Paul has his own standards
然后呢这个选人是怎么选出来的呢
and how did the selection happen
不是保罗自己选的
It's not Paul saying, okay, I want to do all these selections.
他们说我还派了个教会是谁派的、
啊、It was the church being sent.
他说是我们派的。
He said that we sent a church.
那么是谁差派他们呢
And who was the one did all this sending?
是谁选呢是教会来选。
It was the church who did all of this, chosen by the churches.
然后还有个弟兄呢，他也是教会来送的，教会送来的。
We are standing with them, our brother too.
所以说不是保罗他说了算的。
So it was not Paul who had the ultimate say.
我们看这三个弟兄啊。
If we look at all these three brothers,
他们不是保罗的这个亲戚朋友。
They were not personal friends or relatives to Paul.
不会说不是我把钱拿了，然后给一部分给这个犹太这个耶路撒冷教会，然后拿一部分把它放在里面。
He did not say that, oh, because I'm close to the churches in Jerusalem, so I also want to get the money out and help the churches that I'm close to.
所以说有三个弟兄，而且都是在教会名声很好的，而且是有教会选举的。
So you see the set of criteria is this, they were chosen by churches, they have good reputations.
所以说就没有贪污的这个机会了。
So the opportunities for corruption became minimal.
好。所以说呢，这个保罗就建立了一个教会的财政制度。
So Paul here actually set up the principles for church treasure.
啊，感谢主，我一下就十七节到二十三节一下就讲完了。
So I just finished six verses from 16 to 23.
哦，感谢啊，这个我觉得这个是神想的办法，不是我啊。
I think that's actually a solution God gave me.
好，然后呢，又到了二十四节。
And now we are with verse 24.
Oh, verse 24. Oh, 所以说你们在教众教会面前向他们证明你们的爱心和我所夸耀你们的。
Therefore, show this man the proof of your love and the reason for our pride in you, so that the church can see it.
这三个人要来喽。
So all these three brothers, they're coming.
要把钱拿出来，他没说把要把钱拿出来。
Of course, Paul didn't say that. All right, put your money up front.
他有那个意思在里面。
But he did indicate that here.
好，然后我们又到了下一章。
And now we are, oh, we are
九章一节啊。关于供应圣徒的事，我本来没有写信给你们的必要。
There's no need for me to write to you about this service to the Lord's people.
你要给钱，那你就给吧。
If you are going to give, then you give.
但是呢，保罗还是要提醒他们。
But Paul still has to send out that reminder.
好了，九章二节就这样讲的。
Verse 2.
哦，跳了嘛？啊，对，啊，因为我知道你们有这个心愿，我对马其顿人称赞你们说，雅该亚人去年已经预备好了，你们的热心就激励了许多人。
For I know your eagerness to help, and I have been boasting about it to the Macedonians, telling them that since last year you and Achaia were ready to give, and your enthusiasm has stirred most of them to action.
所以说这个教会啊，马其顿教会都听到雅盖亚的教会，也就是哥伦哥的教会啊，雅盖亚人很热心的。
So when the Macedonian people heard about this willingness to give from the people in Achaia, which means people in the Corinthian churches, their enthusiasm also got stirred up.
好，那么九章三节这样讲的，我派了那几位弟兄前来，为了要使我们在这事上对你们的称赞不致落空，好让你们可以照着我所说的准备妥当。
But I'm sending the brothers in order that our boasting about you in this matter should not prove hollow, but that you may be ready as I said you will be.
都没什么好解释的，就是念下来就可很清楚了。免得一旦马其顿人和我一同来的时候，见你们还没有准备好，我们就因这样的信任你们而感羞愧，你们就更不消说了。
For if any Macedonians come with me and find you unprepared, we, not to say anything about you, would be ashamed of having been so confident.
好，九章五节，在那里吗？没有。好，因此我认为必须劝那几位弟兄先到你们那里，使你们事先筹住从前所答应的捐款，那样你们这样的准备就出于乐意的，不是勉强的。
So I thought it necessary to urge the brothers to visit you in advance and finish the arrangements for that generous gift you have promised. Then it will be ready as a generous gift, not as one grudgingly given.
所以说保罗呢，先让哥林多人先准备好。
So Paul here is to try to get the people in Corinthian churches to be ready.
因为任何事情都可以发生的。
Because anything can happen.
比如说你的按揭突然买什么按揭啊？就突然你交不出钱了。
So for example, if you're short on money for your mortgage.
啊，你突然你就失业了，没有工作了。
Or you are all of a sudden being laid off.
你就拿不出钱了。
Then probably you will be very tight on money.
我在后来我在想这个路易斯星期五的这个这个见证。
So I was thinking about Louis' testimony on Monday, on Friday.
那个姊妹给他说，本来我不让，不想 spoil， 不是想。不想说的，但是我还是说出来了。
So the sister was telling Louis that, well, I didn't really want to spoil the news, but I still wanted to tell you.
为什么他用了这个 spoil 呢？
Why did she use the word spoil here?
万一这个教会拿不出钱怎么办？
Because there could be a possibility that church might bail out or not be able to provide the money they promised.
我觉得这个姊妹就有这个想法。
I was wondering maybe the sister had that thought for a moment.
保罗就是这样想的。
And that's exactly what Paul meant here.
就是你说好的有钱，你一定要兑现的。
Because when you said, okay, this is what I'm going to do, this is what I'm going to give, then you really need to cash out.
所以说保罗是很细心的人。
So here you can see Paul is someone who is very detail-oriented, very considerate.
也有解经的人说，哥林多人说捐款一年多了，保罗就说，哎，你都说了一年多，你一定要兑现哦。
But there are other interpretations saying that Paul might be actually urging the Corinthian people to fulfill their promises because he has been lingering for over a year.
我觉得可能可以用一句美国人经常说的一句话 ，close the deal。对，这是真的是需要这样的。
Close the deal， 就把这个账给结了。
就是这个生意一定要做成，
okay.
对，你不管都说哦，但是要做成这件事情。好了，我们再来看这个啊，好，可以，你可以看到那个啊，我们刚才已经讲过了。好，还有呢，他九章六节还是说，还有少种的少种，少种的少收。多种的多收。
In verse 6 it also says, remember this, whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows generously will also reap generously.
哦，就像农民一样，你撒种多撒种，你多收成了嘛。
If you are a farmer, you know that the more seeds you throw out there, the more harvest you are likely to get.
原来你撒出去，哎，什么都没有啊，撒出去。
But at the beginning, when you were just sowing, you probably don't see anything.
但是到了收割的时候，哇
！But you know, during the harvest, you will see so much in your fields.
所以说，捐钱也是这样的。
And it applies the same to giving.
好，那么个人要照着心里所决定的捐数，不要为难，不要勉强，因为捐得乐意的人是神，是上帝所喜爱的。
Each of you should give what you have decided on in your heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver.
所以说不要为难，不要勉强。
So just don't stretch on your means, and also don't give unwillingly.
那么圣经一再教导我们，施比受更有福。
The Bible has constantly been teaching us that it's more blessed to be able to give rather than to receive.
好。上帝啊，这个有了啊，哦，这个我看不太清楚。八节，上帝能把各样的恩惠给多多加给你们，使你们凡事常常充足，多做各样的善事。
Verse 8, and God is able to bless you abundantly, so that in all things at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work.
都不用解释了。
No explanation needed.
好，然后九节呢就这样讲到，如经上所记，他广施钱财，周济穷人，他的仁义存到永远。
Verse 9, it is written, they have freely scattered their gifts to the poor, their righteousness endures forever.
所以说周济是很重要的。
So giving is actually very important.
他不光是说你有了现在物质上的福分，也有永生的福分。
Because it's not just your richness in your materially speaking, but also in your internal life.
因为他讲了嘛，存到永远。
Because it said here, the righteousness endures forever.
感谢主。
We thank God for
that.
好，
我们来看第十节。啊，我这个，好了，但那赐种子给你撒种的又。哎呀，看这，又赐给食物给人吃的上帝，必把种子加倍的 供应给你们，也增添你们的益果。
Now he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will also supply and increase your store of seed and will enlarge the harvest of your righteousness.
六节说的少种少收，多种多收。
So in verse 6 which we just read earlier, whether you sow sparingly or generously.
但是你看啊，种子是谁给的？
But here you see who gave out the seeds.
神给的。
The seeds all came from God.
你本来想少种，但是如果神看你大方，他给你多种，他多给你种子。
Even though in the beginning you might just want to sow sparingly, but if God sees you're a generous person, He also want to double your portion.
我相信那个捐钱给路易斯的这个教会是会受神的祝福的。
And I believe the church who's going to supply Louis will receive blessings from our Lord too.
感谢主。
Hallelujah.
好。那么你们既凡事，你们既凡事富足，就可以慷慨的捐书，使众人借着我们对上帝生出感谢的心。
You will be enriched in every way, so that you can be generous on every occasion, and through us your generosity will result in thanksgiving to God.
从圣经上来看，我们发现啊，哥林多教会还是比较富足的。
So if you carefully read your Bible, you might be able to find out that churches in Corinth are actually pretty wealthy.
保罗就说啊，你捐献，你就可以产生一个感恩的心。
Paul here is trying to tell them that through giving, you can also develop a heart of thanksgiving.
好，十二节这样讲的。
Here comes verse 12.
因为这供应的事不仅补足了圣徒的缺乏，也使许多人对上帝感恩的心格外增多。
This service that you perform is not only supplying the needs of the Lord's people, but is also overflowing in many expressions of thanks to God.
两全其美啊。
So it's like a stone that hits two birds?
Yeah. 第一个 bird 呢，第一个呢，神满足了圣徒的缺乏。
So the first benefit is that you supply those who are in need.
第二个呢，你自己有感恩的心。
The second is that you develop a heart of thanksgiving.
感谢主。好。那么十三节，众圣徒因为你们承认和服从了圣基督的福音，就并且慷慨的捐书给他们个人，借着你们在这世上的供应所得的凭据，就把荣耀归给神。
Because of the service by which you have proved yourself, others will praise God for the obedience that accompanies your confession of the gospel of Christ.And for your generosity in sharing with them and with everyone else.
好，那我就做个比喻啊，这样啊，这个伊莎贝尔没有什么钱，没有多少钱。
I'm going to give you an example. So for example, I have no money.
然后呢，我就捐钱给他。
And Uncle John will donate to me.
然后呢，他的缺乏被补足了。
So my need is being met.
然后呢，我自己也很高兴。
And he also feels very glad.
然后我们两个都很高兴。
And of course we both are glad.
我们两个都把感谢归荣耀归给神。
And we both will give thanks to God.
啊，这个就是保罗所说的。
And that's exactly what Paul meant here.
啊，感谢主。那么我是这样教导我的女儿的。
And here's how I actually teach my daughter.
说你应该把你的收入的十分之一给教会。
I tell her to tithe.
如果这个人不去教会呢？
If someone who does not go to church.
不是所有的人都会去教会啊。
Of course, not everybody goes to church.
但是世界上也有很多很好的慈善机构。
There are also many charity agencies out there.
比如说红十字会啊。
Such as the Red Cross.
什么妇女为妇女所做的啊。
Or many others who are who have good services for those ladies who are in need.
你也可以把十分之一给他们。
You can also tithe in that way, have that 10% going to charities.
所以说呢，这个就可以培养你一个感恩的心。
This is a good way to practice the heart of thanksgiving.
啊，我觉得有个学生也开始做奉献了。
And also one of our students here started giving too.
啊，我要讲这个道了啊，我要讲这个道，两个星期以前。
Actually, I started preparing for my sermon 2 weeks ago.
啊，这个学生在写支票。
And this student, she was writing a check.
他说。这个十一奉献的这个英文怎么写啊
？She was asking me, so Uncle John, how should I write tithing in English?
啊，我就告诉他怎样写。
So I told her how.
说哇，这学生真不了不起啊。
I was like, wow, this student is really marvelous.
我遇到很多人问我问题。
I of course get a lot of questions from students.
但是这个是我遇到的可能是最好的问题。
But that's probably the best question I've had from students.
如果每个人过来问我 tithe 是怎么写啊
？If every student comes to me and asks me how do I spell tithing?
哎呀，我们的教会坐不下了。
I'm sure our church will be overflowing with people.
我们不光是要支援，不光是 NCC 要过来啊。
We will not be only supplying for MCU, probably other people too.
Oh, MCU, 对不起啊。然后那个 Bible College 那个也会过来的。
And I'm sure Union Bible College will also come our way.
啊，后来我就想，哎，我给他打个电话。
So I was thinking, I need to make a call to that student.
他说他爸爸是鼓励他这样。
She told me that it's her father who encouraged her to do that.
我说我就是一直这样来鼓励我的孩子的。
And I was thinking that's exactly how I'm doing with my own daughter too.
哦，感谢主啊！我觉得这个爸爸很厉害。
I really give thanks for this dad.
我觉得这个爸爸至少我觉得跟我一样。
I feel like he's the same kind of dad like I am.
哦，希望我们做爸爸的都这样做爸爸。
I hope all the dads here are going to do the same.
Louis, you.你要这样做爸爸。
I hope you will be the same dad, Louis, one day.
Oh, one day, yeah, okay, huh.Same mom, okay?
Even those are moms.
How about Jesse?
Have the same kind of mentality.
Oh, awesome. 好，好嘞。然后呢，我就给他，然后呢，他就回了我一个。啊，这个对不起，我没把它弄成英文呢。
Oh, it's okay. So this is the message the student sent to Uncle John.
他说啊，黄叔说，我刚才讲掉了一点，虽然我没有工资，但是。我把我父母给的生活当工资，这是我的奉献。
Here she says, even though I don't have an income, but I do receive stipend from my parents, so this is where my giving comes from. Because even though if I do not give, I could have used this portion for other expenses, and now I'm giving it to the church representing my heart.
对，他所以说我就可以把它，这是我的心愿。
So this is my heart.
啊，感谢赞美主。
So I really give thanks to our God.
啊，那么这个奉献有三个好处。
There are three benefits that comes with giving.
刚才我讲了，我们是不是都要赞美神吗
？So the one that we mentioned was that we will all give thanks to God.
还有一个呢，你人呢就很大方。
And the second one is that you will become very generous.
你把神给你的一部分回给神。
Because basically you are returning a portion of what God gave you back to Him.
啊，我只好用这个大方这个字哈，但都不准确，但是我暂且用一下。就是你对神大方的话。
So if you are being generous to God, even though generous is not the perfect word here,
你就对人会大方的。
You will be generous to people as well.
然后呢，同时呢，你也很俭省。
But at the same time, you are also living in a way that is not.Not spendy or thrifty, actually.
Oh, 你会计算。
Because you will be doing financial planning.
你本来有十分之十，比如说你现在只有十分之九了。
You started with 100%, now you have 90%.
你就开始计算了。
So you have to start doing your own calculations.
啊，感谢赞美主。哦，对不起啊，感谢赞美主。
Yeah, hallelujah. Praise be to God.
啊，所以说呢，本来这个大方和俭省是两个不相容的东西的。
The word generosity and the word thrifty are actually on different edge of the spectrum.
对，那个是打架的。
They never go together.
但是因着你捐献。
But because of this act of giving, they become interconnected.
他们是配合得很好。
They match well.
哦，你看见人，你就给他捐献。
When you see those who are in need, you provide for their need.
然后你自己上街买东西。
When you go on the street, when you go shopping.
那可用可不用的，你就不买了。
You will become a lot more rational.
你家里就很少，就很清爽啊。
And then your house will be more of a minimum style.
哎呀，你回到家就是一个清爽的家啊。
And your house will be a lot less cluttered.
哦，不是什么。什么都有。
Instead of being messy and with everything there,
your house is not full of stuff. It's full of joy and peace.
你家就会从乱乱的，什么东西都有变成了，就是喜乐充满。
感谢赞美主。好，所以说呢，感谢赞美主，他的恩典难以形容。
So the last verse here, thanks be to God for His indescribable gift.
感谢主，这就是我们要捐的乐意。
And that's why we need to give willingly.
哦，感谢主，神让我讲这个道，我真的是我也学到很多东西。
I give thanks to God because He actually assigned me for this topic. I also have learned so much from this topic.
也感谢主，神把 NCU 的这个学生带到我们当中。
Thanks be to God that He also brought in all the students from NCU.
星期五，路易斯给我们做了见证，我记得很清楚。
I still remember very vividly for the testimony that Louis gave on Friday.
有个学生又问了我很好的问题。
And the student who asked me wonderful questions that day.
这都是神。
This all belongs to God.
好，我做个祷告。
I'm going to end it with my prayer.
感谢赞美主。
We give thanks to our Lord.
天父啊，求你保守我们。
Father, we pray that you protect us.
给我们一个乐捐的心。
Provide us a heart of willingness to give.
因为你对我们太慷慨了。
For you are being so generous with us.
耶稣啊，你给我们做了好榜样。
Jesus, you're such an example that we need to follow.
你捐出了你所有的。
You gave all that you have.
你捐出了你的生命。
You gave your life.
难道我们还有什么不可以捐的吗？
And what would we not be able to give?
主啊，我向你祷告。
Lord, I pray to you.
若是我没有这个捐的心，捐赠的心。
If I don't have this willingness to give in my heart.
现在就在我心里开始。
Then you start working in my heart.
哪怕是从小小的一点都可以。
Even if it only started at the very minimum stage.
但是这个信心会长大的。
But I believe this faith will grow.
耶稣说，只要种子这个信心像那个芥菜种那么大，都会长大成树的。
Because Jesus said, even though your seed of faith is as small as a mustard seed, it will grow one day as a tree.
耶稣啊。
Jesus.
把这个小小的种子放在我的心里。
Please put that tiny little seed in my heart.
这样我既可以荣耀神。
So that I can glorify you.
我又可以帮助人。
And also help others.
感谢赞美主。
We thank you and we give praises to you.
啊，奉耶稣基督的圣名祷告。
In the precious name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
好。
Let's rise to sing the doxology. 我们一起起立唱三一颂。